Introduction. An indignation meeting. Salt Lake City, Utah Territory, 1870. Light snow obscured the view of the mountains on January 13, 1870, as masses of Mormon women crowded into the old peaked roof tabernacle in Salt Lake City. The pine benches were hard, the pot-bellied stoves inadequate against the cold. No matter. They would warm themselves with indignation. The news had come by telegraph a week before. The much-feared Cullum Bill had passed the United States House of Representatives. If the Senate concurred, the government would soon have the power to confiscate Mormon property, deprive wives of immunity as witnesses, and imprison their husbands. This wasn't the first time Congress had attempted to outlaw the Mormon marriage system. Calls for federal action had begun 14 years before with the Republican Party platform of 1856, which linked polygamy in Utah and slavery in the South as twin relics of barbarism. Representative Justice S. Morrill of Vermont enunciated the essential argument. Under the guise of religion, this people has established and seek to maintain and perpetuate a Mohammedan barbarism revolting to the civilized world. Novelists and the new illustrated weeklies took up the chorus, linking Utahns not only with the southern slaveholders, but with Turks, Africans, and Indians on both sides of the world. Although Congress responded by passing an anti-polygamy statute in 1861, there was little hope of enforcement in the midst of the Civil War. Now, with Reconstruction underway in the South, reformers decided to try again. Arguing that Utah women were slaves to a system worse than death, they scoffed at the sickly sentimentality which proposes to punish nobody, which proposes to hang nobody, which proposes to let all the unchained passions of the human heart become free to prey upon mankind. "What nonsense!" Eliza Snow exclaimed from the platform of the old tabernacle. She and other leaders among Salt Lake City women had acted quickly to organize an indignation meeting, a well-recognized form of protest in the 19th century United States. Indignation was more than anger. It was sympathetic outrage directed at an injustice. The goal was publicity in its broadest sense. Cleverly banning all males except the press, they showcased their most effective speakers. Amanda Smith, widowed years before by anti-Mormon mobs in Missouri, brought tears to her listeners' eyes as she repeated the story of her suffering. Hannah King, an English immigrant, asked, "Are we really in America, the world-renowned land of liberty, of freedom, of equal rights, the land of which I dreamed in my youth, where freedom of thought and religious liberty were enjoyed by all?" Eleanor Pratt said she had been turned out of doors for her faith and would willingly give her life for it. Phoebe Woodruff warned that if Congress chose to imprison Mormon men, they would have to make their prisons large enough to hold their wives, for where they go, we will go also.